So, my dad's side of the family, like his background here, like not too good. He didn't come from a good family, pretty bad. Like he went through tough times when he was a kid, and I guess that really affected him to where he got today and how he acts around people and his own kids. And my mom's side of the family, I would say is even worse, but she turned out to be a pretty good person. Like her side of the family, she had a pretty abusive father, and her dad got divorced and she got remarried again. So that's pretty much the background of my mom and dad. And the rest is me growing up the rest of the years. So, my dad was in the army for about 15 years, and being in the army, I guess you go through a lot of stuff like training and stuff. They get you like ready, like angry and stuff. But we had to move around a lot just because he was in the army. So we would move around from place to place, and my dad would move from different like countries and cities. We wouldn't see him for real long periods of time. So I guess that kind of affected like him and himself. And growing up in like elementary school, like kindergarten, like I could tell there was something different about my family and my dad, 'cause and other people's families, 'cause everyone seemed a lot happier, and like their dads actually were with them and like supporting them and stuff. Like, I'm not saying I wasn't happy, but I noticed that my dad didn't do things that other dads would do. And so there would be nights, most of the times, where he would drink real heavily and get like these random bursts of anger and just start like hitting me and Kelly and my other siblings and start beating us. And sometimes it would get so severe that we would have to call the cops, and he would be taken away for a few months or something like that. And every now and then he would get a restraining order placed over him, so we couldn't see him for a real long time. And about a year ago is when things got really bad. He got a restraining order again. We couldn't see him for about, I'd say about 6 months. And when he came back, he had gone to AA meetings and anger management meetings. And right off the bat, you could tell that didn't do anything at all. He said it was the stupidest thing he's ever done, going to those meetings and stuff like that, so. So he didn't change much. And then we had to move one more time, and that was when we moved up here. We lived in Southern California, down in Riverside, and then it's all right. Yeah, me too. And so his job was failing and they were going out of business, so he was looking for a new job. And so for about a year he didn't have a job, and we were living off life savings. And he found a job up here in Palo Alto. And so he said, "Okay, we're going to move up here." And I don't know if you guys have moved before, but it sucks like a lot. And He, we were, me and Kelly and my little brother and my older brother. I will scratch that, not my older brother. just me, Kelly, my older brother, we didn't really get a chance to say bye to anyone or tell them that we were moving, so we just left. And we'd get calls or something a couple days later, be like, where are you guys? And like, oh, we moved. And they're like, why? And so we'd have to tell them that whole story that went down. And then after we moved up here, we lived in Palo Alto for about a year. Went to a nice middle school, JLS. And then we got transferred into Menlo Park. It was a really stupid story. So this one guy, he taught at JLS. He had the funniest last name. His last name was Wiener. So his name was Mr. Wiener. And he lived in Menlo Park, and he found out we lived in Menlo Park too. So one day, me and Kelly, my little brother, we were being driven home, and I guess he followed us to our house, and he kind of told the districts that we weren't living in the certain district, so he had us kicked out, that we got transferred into. Then we got transferred into this really terrible middle school. I think it's the worst school ever on the face of this earth, called Hillview. And his son was at that school. So when I got there, no, he has a funny name too. His first name's Ben. And his middle name, just the letter D. All right? They just put that together. It's Ben D. Wiener. So the first day I saw him, I was like, I basically went up to him, I said, I don't like you or your family or your dad. We can never be friends. And I said, hi, my name's Ross. And I started calling him Ben D. Wiener just to get on his case. And also because it was a funny name. But other than that, back to everything else that was going on. My dad, after we got kicked out of Palo Alto, we had to look for a house in Menlo Park. And we found a house there, not too old, it was from the 50s. And I guess the house is in such bad shape. The insulation inside the house, this house has no insulation at all, so it's always cold. There's no light switches. It just sucks. I don't know if that had to do with anything, but but just about last December, there was another really serious thing that went on with my dad. He started drinking again, and it just got really bad to the point that he was trying to hurt my mom and my sister, and I had to wrestle him, and he wrestled me to the ground, and he was on top of me, and my mom just it surprised me what she did. She ran and she pushed him off of me, and then Kelly was outside, she called the cops. And the cops came, and it was from about 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. that they stayed at the house. And my dad had to, they took a breathalyzer test for him to see how drunk he was, and he was about 3 times over the normal rate, the limit, whatever you want to call it. And so he got another restraining order put on him again. And we didn't see him, it wasn't 6 months this time, it was a lot shorter, it was about 2 or 3 months. And this time he went to anger management, and instead of AA, he went to a therapist. And for the most part, The therapist sort of helped. Like, you can tell the spots, like, that they were working in, but he doesn't really, like, care to, like, try to improve on his attitude or the way he acts towards us. And, like, every time something like this happened, it happened, like, every 2 or 3 months or once a year, like, he would pretend to be good and, like, everything was better. And then once he knew that he got our family's, I guess, trust or something close to that back, he would just start things all over again and start that whole cycle of meanness. And him doing that kind of had a huge effect on our family. Our parents were supposed to get divorced a few times, and over the summer, they were really close to getting divorced, but I'm pretty sure the main reason why they didn't is because jobs and money-wise, because our mom wouldn't have enough money to provide for other me and Kelly or my little brother, and just the whole, like, how expensive a divorce is for to go to get it done. And so after that, like, everyone was just pissed at my dad. No one liked him. Everyone just had enough of him. And so we just kind of started, like, treating him like he wasn't our dad. Like, we didn't know him. He was just some guy in the house giving us money to get food and stuff. And through all the stuff that was going on, I started to get into some stupid stuff, like drinking and smoking and some drugs. And for a while, like, it helped. Like, no, it didn't help. Like, it was just like a painkiller, basically. Didn't really work. It just got me in a deeper hole or situation that I was already in. And so I started questioning my faith as a Christian, because through everything that was going on, I didn't see God in it at all. I just thought he wasn't there. Like, he didn't exist at all. I thought he was a lie. So last summer, about mid-July, I became an atheist. And from that point on, nothing, like, everything just got worse. And, like, I started doing a lot more drugs, started smoking more, started drinking more, and life just got really bad. Like, kind of the whole downhill thing. And after all that started happening, I started looking back on my life and thinking of, like, what happened and what, and seeing what life was like when I was a Christian. And then I could see the places that God was in. And I was like, hey, if I could see him right now, he probably is truly real and actually there wanting to help me. So about 2 weeks ago, I called up my older brother. He's a worship team leader slash pastor for a church down in Southern California called Lakeshore. And I told him I wanted to be a Christian, and he's like, okay, he's like, are you ready to do this? Because as soon as you do it, people are going to notice a big change in you, and you're going to, and things might start happening. I might say, yeah. So it was on I think it was Wednesday night, I became a Christian. And it was about a year. And all you guys, being a Christian, I just now realize how tough it is to be one and stay one. So, I mean, like, you guys are doing good so far, and I keep at it and just know that God is real. And that He does work in your life to get you through all those situations. And yeah, I'd have to say that's about it so far.
So, I want to give you guys a chance to ask some questions about whatever you want to ask about. And you might not answer, but pretty well to answer most anything. So, do you have any questions for Ross about his life? Is there anything you talked about or something that you left out?
Japan. That was when my dad moved. Me and Kelly were born in Japan on an army base kind of deal. No, I kind of just pushed him.
Where are some places that you've lived?
So, there was Japan, Paso Robles. Do any of you know where Paso Robles is? No. it's kind of like in the middle of California. And then after Paso Robles, we moved down to Southern California, Riverside. And I'm just saying, it's probably like the best place anyone should live.
Yes, it is. Go to UC Riverside. Do it. I did it. Look how I turned out.
And then after Riverside, we moved to Palo Alto, and then after Palo Alto, we moved to Menlo Park.
Another question? This is like your chance. Yeah.
I already know.
No, what's your favorite ice cream? I got asked last week.
I'm pretty sure it's the same as Brian's cookie dough.
Cookie dough. How many of your favorite ice cream is cookie dough? Okay. How about mint and chips?
Tastes like toothpaste.
Yeah. Oh, my arch nemesis. Why? We share the same. When I win, I get mint and chips. You have to pick a different one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Lauren.
Why do you go there? Oh, your friend goes there. I feel bad for her. What grade? Okay, I probably didn't know. But what's bad about him? Oh, he's a big list.
Favorite.
All right, let me see. I don't know. I mean, there's kind of just so much I don't know where to begin. Like, oh yeah, like, yeah, like there's so many rich kids that go there. They just like get on your like your nerves in case, and like, if you don't have money, they like exclude you from everything and like consider you as a poor person because you don't make a gazillion dollars like their dad does or whatnot. And there's just so many cliques there, like different groups, different people that, I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Like different, yeah. And I just think that school has too much, is too whitewashed. Like,
stupid white people.
Yeah, I know, huh? What else? The teachers are there just weird too, like, I mean, like, really, who cares about the environment so much, like, they have, like, yeah, I just realized I'm in Northern California, hold on. Okay, so, I'm not bagging on you guys, I'm bagging on the middle school. Like, really, like, they have, like, all these events, like, where it's just, like, save the earth and go green, and I mean, yeah, I know, really. I mean, I don't know, like, do any of your schools have, like, paintings or anything? Yeah, like, what kind of paintings, like, really? Any paintings, like, on the walls or anything? Any painting, like, okay, well, I mean, like,
they have Picasso, alright?
I'm like, up there they accept, like, everything and everyone and gay or whatever, I mean, like, but, I mean, these paintings are just, like, it looked like, I'm pretty sure the people who did these were on drugs, like, like, straight up, like, very... It's just like a fruity school, like.
All right, enough about that school. What other questions do you have?
Oh, this will be recorded. Do you guys coordinate guitars?
What's that?
Do you guys coordinate guitars?
Oh no, this is a SoCal thing. The high socks with the.
This is a Hume Lake thing. Any other questions?
Hot Rod. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but you guys should.
That was Andy Samberg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Samberg.
Any other questions? Got time for like one, maybe two more? Awesome. All right, well, thank you for sharing. Yeah.